The events of the evening were not very remarkable. The party, like other musical parties, comprehended a great many people who had real taste for the performance, and a great many more who had none at all, and the performers themselves were, as usual, in their own estimation, and that of their immediate friends, the first private performers in England. As Eleanor was neither musical nor affecting to be so, she made no scruple of turning her eyes from the great pianoforte whenever it suited her, and unrestrained even by the presence of a harp and a violoncello, would fix them any pleasure on any other object in the room. In one of these excursive glances, she perceived among a group of young men the very he who had given them a lecture on toothpick cases at Gray's. She perceived him soon afterwards looking at herself and speaking familiarly to her brother, and had just determined to find out his name from the latter when they both came towards her, and Mr. Dashwood introduced him to her as Mr. Robert Ferrars. He addressed her with easy civility and twisted his head into a bow, which assured her as plainly as words could have done that he was exactly the coxcomb she had heard him described to be by Lucy. Happy had it been for her if her regard for Edward had depended less on his own merit than on the merit of his nearest relations, for then his brother's bow must have given the furnishing stroke to what the ill humor of his mother and sister would have begun. But while she wondered at the difference of the two young men, she did not find that the emptiness of conceit of the one put her out of all charity with the modesty and worth of the other. Why they were different, Robert explained to her herself in the course of a quarter of an hour's conversation, for talking of his brother and lamenting the extreme gaucherie which he really believed kept him from mixing in proper society. He candidly and generously attributed it much less to any natural deficiency than to the misfortune of a private education.